Hey, thanks for listening today. My name is Tim Price with the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast and part of Harvest Ministry based in Southern Illinois. And it's great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about a list of things I read in a book called What to Do Next by Jeff Henderson. Thought it was some great stuff. And his take on it was, when you're kind of feeling led to do something different in life, how do you take meaningful steps toward that? One of the thoughts that came to my mind with this was that this list of five things really does help us determine some actions that are important right now in our work, things that we can be doing today for the future when that time comes, when won't be in the position that you're in. So we're going to talk about those in just a minute. But before we get to that point, I just wanted to share that we have our Harvathon coming up. The Harvathon is basically an online event. You can tune in to our website, harvestministryteams.com, or find us on Facebook at Harvest Ministry or on YouTube at Harvest Ministry Teams. And the goal of the Harvathon is, over the last few years, is to take an evening in the fall to help us fund the ministry that we have going for the new year. Harvest will be approaching the 29th summer of sending teams into ministry. And really, that little movement, starting in 1996, a lot of young adults have been a part of the ministry, and thousands upon thousands of children and students have participated in various events and conferences and camps that we have led worship in. And those moments back then is what kind of spawned and spurred on the idea of the ministry as we see it today, which is year-round, a lot of events, a lot of resources, and these podcasts, including this one, and other ways that we support and reach out and encourage ministry leaders. So I just wanted to let you know that we have that coming up. It's November 17th, if you're listening to this at the right time, or as soon as we put it out. And the event itself is going to be an opportunity online to give to help support the work for more harvest. There are more places we can go, more people that could serve, more students we could reach, and it only happens when there is resources and funding. So during our event, we're not really asking people. We're just inviting people to hear what God's doing and to be a part of it. And at the same time, we're praying that God would lay upon the hearts of people that are close to us, who are part of our community and know us, to pray about the kind of gift that they might give to help us continue in mission and ministry. So if you'd like to find out more, you can go to the website, harvestministryteams.com/harvathon, H-A-R-V-A-T-H-O-N. It is kind of cheesy, like the old-time telethons. We kind of make it that way on purpose, and our goal for this year is $50,000. Well, I hope you can join us in that, and we're going to get to the episode here in just a moment.
Welcome to the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast with Tim Price. The purpose of this podcast is to help strengthen the church, build more effective leaders, and encourage your walk with the Lord. We'd be honored to have you share and rate this podcast. And if we can be of help to you, please reach out to us at timpriceblog.com/podcast. Let's head over to today's show starting now.
Well, here are five things that you could strive for in your ministry or your organization. I have been privileged to be a part of the same church now for 35 years. It's hard for me to believe that. I showed up as a high school student with our family. About 10 years later, I began serving on staff, and I can hardly believe now that I've been in a couple different roles, but I've been doing it for about 2.5 decades at what I consider my home church. And one thing I've learned about ministry, and I've mentioned it before on this podcast, is that everyone is an interim in a sense, but by God's grace, the church keeps going. It's Jesus' church. And even if a pastor or a staff member has been a part of a church maybe 45, even 50 years, at some point, they no longer will be. And I've seen lots of transition with pastors and staff. And most often when I'm in circles with people that I know, I'm the one that has served longer than anyone else around me. And so one of the things that makes me think about this idea of transitions and things that may be coming up is that it actually does help me bring clarity to my daily tasks and work. It's not like I'm sitting around thinking about leaving my post or stepping away. And when the Lord leads and when the Lord calls, it'll be tough to figure out because I'm so ingrained. But when that happens, I'll just trust that he'll make it work. But I often think about in the daily work of making sure that I'm thinking about the possibility that sometime I'll be leaving. And here's a couple things that does. it helps me take a deeper look at the ministry we're doing and how we are accomplishing it. It definitely helps me be bolder with requests. When I'm asking people to take on a leadership role or to be a part of ministry in some way, I'm not just thinking so that they can help me. I'm thinking so that they can help the whole church, that all of us together are growing and raising up our level of investment and using our gifts in bigger ways. And when I am thinking about the clarity of this daily work and how this plays out for the time that I'll eventually not be in this position, it gives me motivation to set the expectations a little higher. This is especially true for students. When I'm working with young adults and high school students and college students, for whatever reason, I have a little more investment in making sure that they show up on time, that they know what's expected, that they're prepared for what they need to do. Because when the time comes that they may leave our church, then I definitely want them to be the one to show up to another church on fire for God and gifted to serve in ministry in mighty and powerful ways. I sort of want churches to say, wow, yeah, you could tell they were from that church. And so that's part of the reason. The other side of the coin is that what if they stay? I want them to be equipped as adults who are leading the church faithfully and powerfully and with a lot of grace and charisma and knowledge and skill. So each of those things are a little easier when I think about the fact that I'm not going to be here forever and somebody else is going to be taking over. So as pastors and church staff team members, we want to equip saints, build leaders, and help the church stay strong. So these are five things that you can think about as you're working hard in your ministry role and as you consider that at any time, God can move you to another assignment, have another place for you. All right, the first of five things. Is your team positioned well for life without you? Can your team pull it off if you're not there? A good way to determine this is to take a vacation, or better yet, be sick some weekend. Can your leaders take it and go? And what kind of work do you need to do in order to make this a reality? You want your team at any given time to be ready to take it and lead. And in fact, you need to give opportunities for people to practice that leadership, open doors, and create space for people to take the helm and to be a part of serving in ministry with you. Number two, is your ministry built around the mission or around you? Charisma is a great thing, and we need it in ministry, but it can bring trouble if the people rally around you only. One great way to help people know they're part of the mission overall is to put things in writing. This is kind of a practical thing. You want to write out your process, write out how people get connected, write out how people can use their gifts in your mission or ministry, and write out what the mission is. A second thing you could do is make sure that you name leaders around you. Don't try to do it all yourself. Make sure you have other people that are taking part of the role so that there's a more kind of a distribution of knowledge so everybody is able to lift each other up. Number three, is your team distracted by drama or controversy? You as the leader right now want to make sure that you nip this in the bud and have a healthy and emotionally connected team. It's going to be easier for you with the history most often than it is for somebody that steps in new. And there are a handful of ways to overcome the inevitable drama and controversy that sort of just creeps up, especially when things are stressful or things are going crazy. Number one, build a culture of open communication and frankness with key leaders. Number two, spend time praying together with your team. It's amazing how that kind of focus and that kind of togetherness seeking the Lord will limit and distract from the controversy or the drama. And then number three, overcome these issues. You need to bring about success so that they feel like they're doing something as a team, and to bring in new blood, new people into your ministry team. When you do that, it's going to limit the input and the issues because, once again, your group will be focused on the mission and be focused outward. Number four, do you have systems in place that will carry on without you? I once heard an acronym for system, and the acronym was saves you stress, time, energy, and money. Saves you stress, time, energy, and money. S-Y-S-T-E-M. A few things to remember. Systems work for you. If it's not working well or becomes too much of a burden, then you just change it. But without systems, without some kind of system, and especially without good systems, then you and your people are going to find it very difficult to work together, to allow each team member to bring value in their volunteering or in their work, to invest time efficiently, to accomplish the mission together as a group. It's just not going to happen well if everybody has to sort of create a system at every turn or bottleneck with you in every single question. So without systems, you'll have a lot of Lone Rangers serving at various levels of success, and burnout will increase. You have to have systems in place. And then number five, is there enough momentum to keep things moving when a transition occurs? And again, maybe you're not sitting around thinking about transitioning or what's next. You might be totally content and know that you're called there. Maybe you just started not too long ago in this ministry role, but you want to build relationships in order to have momentum. You want to do small things really well. You want to add appreciation to your normal routine. You want to have organizational and missional success. You want to have like the little things, the little wins, the low-hanging fruit that help people realize, hey, we're making something happen. We're making progress. And you want to incorporate celebration. When you keep this kind of culture growing, then those are the things that will encourage and create momentum. And so each of these things are great checkpoints to set up your ministry with or without you. And even better, these five things, as I already mentioned, give each leader a blueprint for things to work on today, right where you are. You want to help your team be positioned. You want to build around the mission. You want to surpass drama with success and new people, create and nurture great and simple systems, and keep momentum going through prayer, encouragement, and solid leadership. And once again, I want to say thanks to Jeff Henderson for the great book, What to Do Next. And I would love to turn your attention to the blog post, which is timpriceblog.com. You can take a look at this post and several others. And I hope it's helpful to you if you're going through the possibility of a transition, or you are just started in a new role in student ministry or worship ministry or pastoral ministry or kids ministry or any number of other things that you might be serving in your church. And you're kind of trying to figure out what is going to happen next or how this is all going to work, I would love to join with you. I'd love to talk with you a little bit. Sometimes, as I've mentioned before, just a fresh perspective through a phone call or two can really make a difference in how you approach a situation or how you figure out a barrier that you're up against. And especially if I don't know your story, it's much easier to share it. And so it's simple to do. You just go to the website, timpriceblog.com/coaching, fill out the information there, and we can connect on a short-term basis to just kind of maybe get over the barrier or get over the hump. And I'd love to do that if that works out for you or you feel led. Well, thanks again for listening to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. Hope you also know that we have the Worship Leader Toolbox podcast, and every Friday morning we put out the Faithful Friday Devotion podcast, and we'd love to have you be a part of any of those, and we'll look forward to speaking with you next time. Thank you.
Harvest Ministry Teams, the sponsor of this podcast, has been in existence since 1996 with the mission to go out to sing, serve, and share the love of Christ, and to raise up the next generation of ministry leaders and Christian disciples. In case you haven't experienced Harvest before, check out our music at harvestministryteams.com/music. We have worship songs, kids' songs, instrumental albums, and more on Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon. Thank you.